Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. I so look forward to this time together, and I pray that you will be encouraged and blessed today. And the Lord placed a very simple message on my heart, a familiar message, I trust. And, you know, sometimes no matter how long we walk with the Lord, we need constantly to be reminded of basic truths. Recently, I was contacted by a UCM partner who was going through a really difficult time and asking for prayer. And then the very next time I heard from this partner, God had really done a work, and the Lord had quickened Jehoshaphat. And that's what I just want to look at very briefly in the 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And they began to start praising God. And beloved, God's word works. If we will obey the word of the Lord, He will lift that oppression, that discouragement, that depression, and you will see the sunlight of His presence begin to dawn anew and afresh in your life. But just to refresh you, I'm just going to read a few verses, but if you recall, Jehoshaphat prayed to the Lord and was given a tremendous victory, but at the outset, at the very beginning, it did not look good. The word of the Lord had come through a prophet, and in verse 15, that prophet said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you." And we need to take this as a word for our lives, beloved. "Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." No matter how many mountains seem to surround you, how many difficulties, how many problems, because you belong to the Lord, if you've given your life to Jesus, that battle is the Lord's. And He says in verse 16, "Go down tomorrow." In verse 17, "Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." Verse 18, "Jehoshaphat bowed his head to the ground. He worshipped. They rose early the next morning." The word of the Lord came as they were going out, and the word of the Lord said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe His prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when He consulted with the people, He appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, to say, "Praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever." And the end of that story is a tremendous victory. When they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten, utterly destroyed. Praise God. So you see, God, His principles are still the same today. We may not be fighting in a literal battle, a physical battle like ancient Israel, but we certainly are warring in the spirit. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Beloved, and tribulation and trials and warfare will be our portion until the Lord comes and sets up his kingdom. We, however, now dwell in the kingdom in terms of internally, for the kingdom is within us, His joy, His peace, His righteousness in the Holy Ghost. So all I want to do is just share some scriptures which admonish us as the people of God to praise God. We are to be endowed with the spirit of praise. Isaiah 61:3 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And this is true in terms of not only the Spirit of the Lord, sevenfold Spirit upon Jesus, but upon his body today, that same Spirit motivates, quickens, energizes us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Some of you listening right now, you've got a spirit of heaviness on you. And beloved, I can certainly pray for you, but you have to do your part. You have to be willing to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. And in spite of what you're feeling, in spite of what you're experiencing, you need to let your spirit man rule and reign, not your feelings, not your emotions. So we are to praise the Lord. And what does James 5th chapter verse 13 says? Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. So we're to express our joy in praise. We're to glory in the praise of the Lord. 1 Chronicles 16 and 35 says, and this is David speaking, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. And we're to show forth his praise. Isaiah 43 and 21 says, this people have I formed for myself. This is the Lord speaking. They shall shew forth my praise. And as I was saying, it doesn't matter our circumstances. There was an example in the 16th chapter of Acts, verse 25. Paul and Silas were thrown in prison, and at midnight they prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. So in times of affliction, in times of trouble, that's even a greater time of need to praise God. And also, you know, we are feeling so weak, so unempowered. We have to recognize the Lord will help us. We just have to ask. So we can pray for the ability to offer praise. Psalm 51 and 15 says, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Psalm 119 and 175 says, let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. Let thy judgments help me. And of course, there's a beautiful psalm at the very end of the book of Psalms. Well, not only Psalm 150, where it says to praise him in the sanctuary, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, with the timbrel and dance, praise him upon the loud cymbals, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. But also that beautiful Psalm 149. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with timbrel and harp. Verse 5, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. This is speaking of spiritual warfare, beloved. To execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. So, beloved, we are to give honor and glory to God, and we have to recognize that in spite of what we might be facing, you might be facing right now, there's many reasons to praise God. You might feel like, what can I praise God about? Well, let me give you some quick recommendations. First of all, for all spiritual blessings. Psalm 103 and 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Ephesians 1 and 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. But not only things that pertain to godliness, but also our physical life, all temporal blessings. We can thank God that it is his will to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Psalm 104 and 14 declares, he causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, an herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. We can praise God for answered prayer. Look at all the times God has moved in your behalf in times past. Psalm 28 and 6 says, "Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplication." Psalm 118 and 21 says, "I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation." And salvation is much more than just a one-time experience of being born again. We constantly experience the Lord's salvation, his saving power in all aspects of our lives, physically, spiritually, in situations. He is our God who saves us, praise God. He also will preserve us. He assures us of constant preservation. Psalm 71, 6 and 8 says, "By thee have I been holden up from the womb. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day." And we can thank him that not only has he blessed us in the past, he will continue his blessings. Psalm 68 and 19 declare, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." We can thank him for deliverance. Psalm 40, 1 and 3 declares, "I will waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and shall fear, and shall trust the Lord." And we can praise God for the fulfilling of his promises. As Solomon said in 1 Kings 8 and 56, "Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel. According to all that he promised, there hath not failed one word of all his good promises, which he has promised by the hand of Moses his servant." So, beloved, I gave you a number of scriptures to thank God for, to praise God for spiritual blessings, temporal blessings, answered prayer, his continued blessings in your life, for deliverance, for preservation, and that he will fulfill his promises. Well, the time has just flown by, and I'm going to continue some other thoughts on tomorrow's broadcast. Hope you can be with us. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,